Overcoming grief is never easy, right? So I think it's important to get all the help that we can get in that process of healing, of transmuting those energies, of being well with the process of grieving, and especially after such a difficult year and a half for so many. We've lost friends, we've lost family members, we've lost jobs, we've closed chapters in our lives. And while you may not think so, closing chapters and changing big aspects of your life are also a form of grieving. Grieving what was, going through that process and being able to receive what is new. And because grieving has so many different layers and so many different ways of being perceived and so many different ways of being processed, I wanted to bring somebody on the show to help us with that. And so Amelia Vogler, she is a grounding and energy medicine specialist. And she's internationally respected as a teacher of energy medicine and as a meditation guide. So what she does is she embeds the essential energetic practices in the meditations and teachings to help support the betterment of humanity with one individual at a time using quiet moments, right? So in addition to her teaching and her meditation, she also has an international private practice to help support individuals deepen their sense of resilience, deepen their sense of peace through grounding practices, through intuitive insight, and through energy medicine. And so we're going to touch upon all of those things today and how they can help us cope with grief, how grounding and mindfulness can help us through grieving, whether you're grieving a relationship, a loved one, or a closed chapter in your life. This is going to be an episode to give you tools to help you through that process. So grab some tea or coffee, whatever your comfort drink is that is going to empower you and nurture you as you listen through this episode. And if you enjoy this episode, if you love what you hear today, I would love for you to subscribe to our podcast, Chats with Gigi. And more importantly, I would really appreciate if you leave us a review so that I know what you like and I can keep making episodes that are going to keep nurturing you and empowering you through whatever you got going on, because you know that's what I'm here for. I'm here to look out for you and to be your partner in your growth in life and in business. So head on over to your favorite podcasting platform and leave us a review of what you think of this show and any others that you've heard. I would love that. Before we kick off on this episode of Chats with Gigi, I gotta tell you, I have really good news. I'm so excited about this. We've reopened the doors to the 3R system, my 90-day transformational coaching program, helping women who are transitioning or pivoting in life or business right now to go through that transition into success with less stress. This is a combination program that has group coaching as well as one-on-one exclusive coaching, just you and me, to create that customized blueprint so that this next chapter of your life, you can walk into this next chapter of your life with more clarity, confidence, and courage. If you are in a state of pivoting or transitioning right now, I want to help you through it. So click the show notes for the link to save your seats in this launch of the 3R system, or head on over to seizinghappy.com and click 3R system at the top of the page. This is Chats with Gigi, a podcast for women who are ready to step into their power, get unstuck, and create more freedom in all areas of life. I'm your host, Gigi Diaz, certified life and business coach, media personality, and multi-passionate entrepreneur. I've helped hundreds of women find the necessary clarity, confidence, and courage to build their dream life and achieve success with less stress. If you're seeking weekly motivation, practical and spiritual advice, and tangible resources to scale in life and in business, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Here we go. All right. right. I am so excited to get started with this episode of Chats with Gigi. And Amelia, I just want to thank you for taking time to chit-chat with us today on such an important, important topic, which is coping with grief after such a difficult year and a half, you know, going on 2 years almost. Where do we even start with this topic?
Oh, well, Gigi, you're right. I mean, this has been an extraordinary year, you know, and I'd love to start a little bit with my background and just kind of give the perspective that I'm coming in around grief, because it's quite different than, say, a counselor or someone who works in, you know, teaches yoga and things like that. But, yeah, you know, my work is I'm an energy healer and I'm a grounding specialist. And so when we talk about grounding, we're talking about a collection of practices that help someone feel more emotionally balanced, more clear in their mind, more in touch with their physical surroundings and kind of in harmony with the world around them, and also being deeply connected to their spirit. And those aspects of us, those many dimensions of us, are really all of the different elements that get whacked when we're in deep grief. So what I do is I listen well. I'm a very strong listener, and I can sense energies in individuals. So when I'm listening for themes of when somebody is living in a disconnected way from their light. I work with a lot of people who never felt like they belonged, never felt like they understood other people. How do they connect with other people? And these are the roots that can make grief even more challenging, because a lot of time these beliefs start with feelings that the individuals aren't lovable, they're not worth love, they've never ever really felt cared for. And so think about what happens when we go through life, which is challenging, and what we need to rely on are these kind of scaffoldings of resilience in us. And I don't really work in traditional talk therapy or anything like that. I can see and sense energy around the body. So the tools that I use are energetic ones. So anyway, that's kind of a long intro. But when we think about grief right now, what, 700,000 people have died from COVID in the United States alone. The Associated Press, the Center for Public Affairs, just put out this huge survey that said 1 in 5 people have lost someone close to them. 1 in 5. Can you believe that?
Yeah, yeah. That's intense. You know,
so grief is incredibly common right now. And what grief feels like energetically, and of course it's on a spectrum, right? It can be deeper, you know, deep, deep, deep grief, or it can be kind of the everyday pangs of loss and emptiness. But what it feels like in the energy system is this big, heavy blanket, like almost a wool blanket. You can kind of feel how heavy and choking that is. And it's just draped over the body and within the body. It's heavy, suffocating, it's disorienting, it's overwhelming, it's all-consuming. And grief also shows us how powerful love is. If you think about it, the root of grief actually sits in love. It's this longing to be full again. It's this longing to fill that which has been lost. You know, if you think of two circles, maybe you in one and me in another, and then that little space in between where we overlap, that overlapping space is a space of grief, and we have to come to find a way to stand in the integrity of our own circle again. So that's what I work with. That's what's here and what's present with us right now, I think, as a culture.
I think that you touched on so many powerful points, and one of them is that feeling of grief, that blanket that wraps on you and weighs you down. Can you pinpoint some ways in which this affects our day-to-day life that we may not really realize at first, because you're so consumed, like you said, by this grief, but the effects that it has in family and business and in so many other spaces?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, when we are either identifying with that which is missing, that which we are longing for, or that which is in some way suffocating us, and what's interesting is grief is kind of both of those things at once. Well, what we end up associating with is a vacancy or a void in ourselves. It's, you know, and that void, that vacancy in our life, when we see through that, when we see through the lens of that, we look at life and we can't find joy. We can't find inspiration, even if it's right there in front of us. I remember a time not too terribly long ago, 3 years or so, I remember, you know, I was going through something. We go through things. And I just remember saying to one of my, one of the people in my health team, I said, you know, when I look at a flower, all I see is a flower. I can't see the beauty. I can't see the light. And that was true for myself. It was when I looked at my own self and my own life, all I could really feel was the void and the emptiness. And that causes us not to sleep. It causes us to go into anxiety. It causes us to really feel not at home in ourselves. And that home never leaves. It's just that we have to find ways to ground it back and to ground ourselves into our light again.
You've heard me say this many times before. Happy entrepreneurs make more money. You think you're doing the right thing by taking on everything in your business, but really, you're just burning yourself out working in your business instead of focusing on scaling your business. Hiring an assistant or bookkeeper, customer service specialist, or my favorite, sales lead developers is going to free up your time to get quality work done. And I know what you're thinking. Gigi, I can't afford an assistant right now. Listen, I felt the same way when I first started as an entrepreneur, and it took me years to realize that it actually costs more money in the long run not to hire the help than it does to budget however necessary now to get the support your business needs to thrive. The best company that I found so far is Staffy. I use them myself because they offer fantastic assistants that are qualified in many different areas, from customer service to social media. They take care of all the administrative stuff so I can focus on scaling and doing what I'm good at. Their assistants are highly qualified and vetted by Staffy, so you don't have to worry about all the HR or the legal stuff behind hiring someone new for your team. Go to getstaffy.com/Gigi to get started with 2 free weeks of professional support for your business. That's getstaffy.com/Gigi to get started today. And what are some tips that you can give us for that? For people that are listening right now that are suffering through grief, that are needing that strength again, that are needing to find the beauty in the flower, not just the flower. What are some suggestions that you can give us?
Well, you know, I work in the field of mindfulness and grounding. And so taking some time to explore mindfulness and grounding practices, I think is a really important first step and a very available one, because these practices can help you move your attention from kind of the haze and heaviness of grief and help you connect back with your own needs. The first step of being able to kind of see the light in the flower again, if you will, is to identify what the need is, to be able to say, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I don't want to feel. This is my need. Because we can't really support what we can't see yet. So these practices, mindfulness and grounding practices, can help us really find, the language to ask for help. They also can help us move into our heart. So grounding ourselves back to the heart space, trusting that our light is there, and it's always there. It's always there. Grief can be so overwhelming that we try to avoid anything that might make us feel, that might make us turn back to our heart space. Mm-hmm. I call it the grief box, you know, when we start touching into our emotion, the grief box opens up, and everything that, you know, one sadness opens to the door to many sadnesses in our life. And what grounding practices do is they help keep these separate. So it's like you can see that when you open the grief box, that which is present right now doesn't necessarily need to entrain everything in the past. And what we can do when we find those aspects of our emotions in our heart is what we call compassion and self-love. We can then identify this one need that we have in our heart and longing and say, you know what, I see you there needing that. And I know it's possible for me to attend to that. You've done this before. And reaching in for different qualities and values and virtues that you have in your life, those sit in the heart space. So when we can look, we can find them and resurrect them.
Something else you mentioned that I found to be really important to touch upon and that I would love for you to dive a little deeper into is you said that grief shows us how strong the love is. Can you dive a little deeper into that and maybe help us with this concept and in being able to shift that, especially when we've lost someone? Because grief happens in so many different ways, right? We can grieve not just the death of someone, but the end of a relationship, the end of a friendship, the end of an era, the end of a chapter, the end of your time with a job that maybe you've had for 15, 20 years, or a business that maybe you've had for 15, 20 years. Grief has so many different facets and levels. And when you say that the grief that we're feeling is what shows us how strong that love is, but it also has that tendency to cause that void, how can we shift that view of the grief being the void into the love that the grief represents, and to build from that love instead of to build from that void?
Yeah, I love that question, Gigi, because you're getting at one of those paradoxes that we live with. You know, this earth walk we walk is all about the yes and the no, the good and the bad, the grief and the love, all being able to sit here at the same time. And I think that, you know, a story that I was told around this concept was from one of the shamanic elders on a reservation in the Midwest. And he, at that time, had many suicides on the reservation. And he said to me, you know, Amelia, this is the time when I'm not strong enough to walk my prayers, because these suicides took him to his knees. And he said, so I'll crawl my prayers until I'm strong enough to walk. And what he was referring to in that declaration of prayer was that he was saying the love itself is the prayer that grief moves through. You know, when we cry, that's the language of love coming through. And so I think it's really about recognizing that the suffering and the pain is for something. It's helping you to identify how deep and precious your capacity to love is, and then connecting with that capacity to love, be love, share love, you know, crawl love, cry love, stand love, walk love. That helps us to really bring home in ourselves that this is a process that's genuine in us and real in us.
Amelia, thank you so much for taking this time to chat with us today. I know that this is such an important topic for all of the listeners of this podcast, Chats with Gigi, and for anyone who is looking to dive deeper into working directly with you to heal, to process their grief with your particular skills. What is the best way to connect with you?
Well, I would, you know, hop up on my website, AmeliaVogler.com, or find me on Instagram, AmeliaVogler_healing.
You can find a direct link to Amelia's contact info in the show notes. Amelia, thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Gigi.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Chats with Gigi. If you enjoyed the show, let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. This way, I can keep bringing you more of what you love. If you don't follow me yet, let's connect. You can find me as Gigi Diaz Live on all social media platforms or head over to my website at gigidiaz.com. I can't wait to chat with you again in the next episode. Until then, I'll be sending lots of love and light your way.